Okay, good morning everybody. At the end of the last year, Mr. Goffman shared with us his experiences about non-Jewish people who bought his house and the mezuzah. So I just, once I was preparing for the year, by chance I came across something that's sort of a bit much connected to this. It's actually a similar thing is discussed in Halacha. The Kutzah Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. But the Ramah in Hilchos Mezuzah speaks about a case where a non-Jew asked to give him a mezuzah. A little bit different to that scenario, because there the mezuzahs were just already there and they were left by mistake. Whatever. But over here, the goy asked to give him a mezuzah. Ovid Kechavim Shebikish Yitnud Lo Mezuzah Verotze Lekoi Bob Epischoi.
And he wants to have it fixed in his doorway.
Well, he's heard that it's a good thing, or I don't know what.
Goy would like a mezuzah.
I know what.
Yeah.
It's very simple. It's nothing to do with religious stuff. Everybody gets mezuzahs. Right now, he discriminated.
Well, he feels out.
There's a door in the Jew. This, it's a problem.
Yeah. So, what's the halacha? It says, the Ramah, also litmaloi. You're not allowed to give him a mezuzah. But then he finishes off, when there are these, to be called mokim, the mokim to ikal mechash mishum eva, the shiyira mishum zed Yisrael, if there's some concern that this might generate hatred,
right,
and there'll be repercussions for Jewish people, then sorry, then it's permitted.
Wow.
So as a general practice, you don't give them the mezuzah, but if there's some concern that it might generate some,
wow,
some hatred,
which probably could often be, I don't know, the fee, right? Yeah,
probably could often be that way, then you're allowed to. And then there's an interesting thing that the Pisrei Tshuva here, the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, he sends you to look in a particular sefer. He said you should look in this sefer, the Tshuva's Be'er Sheva, who discusses this topic further.
So have a look at this Tshuva's Be'er Sheva. And the Be'er Sheva asks a kasha on the basic psak of the Ramah. Basic psak of the Ramah is that you shouldn't give a non-Jew a mezuzah unless it's some special circumstance where the might generates a mezuzah. In general practice, don't give them a mezuzah. Asks the Be'er Sheva, he discovered, tucked away in the Yerushalmi. He discovered the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi relates a story that there was a non-Jewish gentleman, with an unusual name which I forget, non-Jewish gentleman, who sent Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he sent Rabbeinu HaKadosh a present. He sent Rabbeinu HaKadosh a diamond. He sent him a diamond. Okay? Rabbeinu HaKadosh, obviously wanting to, you know, respond in turn, so he sent him a mezuzah. That's what he said in the Yerushalmi. He sent him a mezuzah. And then, very interesting sort of shot to the Tariya between them, because the guy asked Rebbe, I sent you something that's worth, big money, and you sent me a little piece of parchment, thank you very much. So Rebbe said, I sent you something that's worth much more. There's not the Dibre Torah, Kol Chafot Sel, the Mishpudot, nothing else is worth the same value as Torah. Anyway, he says, you sent me something that I have to look after it. And I sent you something that looks after you. And even when you're resting and you're not watching, it looks after you.
So
that's the end of the story.
Right now it's unbelievable halakha. Right now it's unbelievable halakha. I mean, that mezuzah protecting boy with you.
Yeah, this is halakha.
Yeah, this is it is a element from record.
Yeah.
If he says it, that the mezuzah will protect you, boy, that it's
correct. But more important is that he seems to be the
right. Right, so in your name, what we see from the story is that the point that he sent him the mezuzah. He doesn't seem to have been troubled.
Yeah, but there's another problem.
Yeah.
Right, another problem. Okay, we ask a lot of questions. What about them staying with some Jew who doesn't have mezuzah?
Yeah.
Right now, I think the same problem when I stay with boy.
Yeah, so it seems like the
concept right now,
of the protection
right now,
of the
my kind, what it means that I'm not...
Very interesting, you're right.
What you want to
remember, you asked this a while ago, you said, all these cases where you're hired for the potter, what does it mean?
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Right
don't
now,
have
I'm not protected. It is what
it sounds like you see from this Yerushalmi, the protection of the mezuzah is like unrelated to the halakhic obligation, it just lies in the mezuzah.
It's related to chalos.
Very, very, yeah, very interesting point. Seems like some flips actually, especially for a goy, maybe for a Jew.
But coming back to our point, so the person asked on the Ramah said you can't give a mezuzah to a goy. But they don't change the psak because of this question. They don't outrightly agree with it, disagree with the Ramah.
But that's it's very simple.
Yeah.
Here, from my point of view. Why Ramah doesn't like people to goy? It is a serious question. Why? And yeah. I believe he afraid that it will disappear.
Yeah, I think that's a non-possible shot. Yeah, the phrase is going on.
Rabbi know who he deal with.
Yes, that's one of the
he has a story on the board.
He understood this story was something that's
not like
absolute love. Yeah. That's really what that's one of the answers that that's really the main answer.
But maybe there's a more deeper reason not to be referred to.
Oh, yeah, well, like sort of like a Indian or something. It's not suitable for God.
No.
Of course, you can take on the intuition. That's how they answer this Rishonim. They say that he understood who he was dealing with. This gentleman. They say maybe even he understood that he believes in the oneness of Hashem. Maybe he was a believing guy. He would treat the mezuzah with kavod.
May I ask you another question?
Yeah.
Can I ask boy to take Torah and bring from this show to another show? Because it could help us understand that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't recall it written anywhere, like anything specific about this. I don't think it's not a din. There's like any ispah, but doesn't seem very covered for the same term. Islam, you know, like always very very careful about moving the same term. And if we do, like it's, you know, always with a very covered type of way.
So
it doesn't seem so covered to send it with a nomi. Doesn't seem very covered for the same term to send it with a nomi.
It's very covered. When this school,
yeah,
and there's 20 members after 8 years.
They're good enough. Right, okay, yeah. There's no other.
Maybe it's okay, but if it's not forbidden.
Yeah, that's right.
What question we ask? Why we should not give members to void if they won't destroy? You said, "Yeah, what you deep mean?" I try to deal with the.
The movement is maybe a potentially practical kind of a thing. Giving
you the you could be in the conflict between them. Both would have disappointed the desire because they made such a thing. So, well, there's no concern, you're just telling him a short term thing, take it from here to there. But as long as you leave in his property, you could be in the conflict. And even if you would say that it sounds like deeper, then you could still be in the conflict. And you could say that to give it to him, it's got no connection to him, it's nothing to do with the God, you don't give it to a God. But here you're not giving it to him, like, so, oh, you're just. Okay, I just want to mention over that halacha since we brought it up. Lamais is the bottom line remains that general practice, you don't give mezuzahs to a goy. Okay, now we're going to come back to the dinim of the Beis Shah. So we basically, I think we learned over Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simon Yud Aleph Sif Tes Zayin. We learned this basic principle of the Beis Shah, where any doorway which approaches a house, even if it's not actually a makom of dira, but for example, the front door of a building, which takes you to a corridor, which then takes you to a house, is chayav in mezuzah. Now there's a particular case in the Gemara.
So right now, we have 7-floor building here in Ramah Beit Shemesh.
Right. Yeah.
Chayav in mezuzah in an entrance?
Yes. Even if there were to be a number of sofim, let's say, there would be a number of doorways till you actually reach the houses, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch stresses that even if there's 10 doorways, but they all are set up so that they lead into these houses.
Right now, I'm going to give you a follow scenario.
Yeah.
These doors in the front belong to everyone.
Mm.
Okay. One person said that they're likely to be losing.
Too bad to mitzvah. I imagine this is really a dini mamonos shayla, not a dini mezuzah shayla. But I imagine that the obligation that etzem falls on all the shutzim of this area, and all the shutzim are obliged to give equally to the mezuzah.
I'm sorry, I mislead you. He's good.
Oh, he said no. Ah, so then we come to a different shayla, which is shutfus of a goy. And there's really two scenarios of shutfus of a goy. There's shutfus of a goy.
Maybe what?
If there's shutfus with a goy. Yeah. There's really like two scenarios of shutfus with a goy.
They don't?
On the front door? Because the front door can be a little bit different than... Well, the next key thing in the Kiddush Olam is Shutfus of a Goy, so we'll come to that. I want to just stick with the Beit Shear for a minute. So there's a case in the Gemara here, which is an example of a Beit Shear, where the Gemara talks about an opening between a bayit and an aliyah.
And?
A bayit, a house, and an aliyah, an attic. There's an attic, and upstairs. And the way Rashi explains the case is the following. Explains the above, that there's a house, there's an attic, and upstairs. The way you get from the downstairs to the upstairs, there's a ladder. Okay, there's a ladder. Now, the standing up ladder, not upstairs like we have, a ladder. And the attic and the house are two separate dwellings. The house is one person lives there, the attic somebody else lives there, and because they don't want one another to disturb without you know, prior permission or arrangement or whatever, they surround the ladder with a sort of machitza, with a box. There's a door at the bottom and a door at the top. So there's a sort of box stairway. You open the door at the bottom, you climb up the ladder, there's another door at the top, and you go into the attic. Yes. There's a sort of box with a ladder in, a door at the bottom, a door at the top, and that's how you get from one to the other. And so the Gemara tells us that it's higher than the Zuzah. So even though the area Kishat HaAtmoy isn't really, the actual box isn't really a place of viewing, you just use it to pass through from one viewer to the other, it's higher because it's a base shot. It approaches the gear upstairs or the gear downstairs, whichever way you're coming from. Now, in your name, the reason I'm saying over this whole case is because actually, this box, the practical application of this nowadays, this box is very, very similar to a lift. Very similar to a lift. That's really what it is, an elevator, yeah. Very similar to an elevator. That's really what you have in an elevator. You have a box, a sort of upright pathway that goes up and down in the building. But instead of climbing up on a ladder, you have a little box that runs on electricity, and it goes up and down inside the vertical pathway, and you go in the box downstairs, out the box upstairs. So following the basic comparison, it was come out that the elevator is higher than the zuzah. I think we touched on this once, we'll speak about it again a bit more clearly now. So, Shaila, is it a 100% comparison?
No, it's not.
So let's hear what Svaras there are. There's various Svaras floating around to say why maybe it's not really a comparison. What do you want to say, Svaras?
No, it totally depends on how many people live. If one person lives upstairs,
yeah,
and he has to leave,
right,
it's fine.
Okay.
If seven people
right.
live in place, then I'm not so sure.
Why? What's the difference? How people are?
So right now it's like entrance to the house.
Oh, there's no difference. I can't do it to that.
Let me tell you what I want to say.
Yeah.
Look, when I have my house, and I have 10 doors in my house, not every door, mezuzah depends what behind it.
Right, true.
So, if I'm not living in this room,
yeah,
it doesn't require. The question is, do I live in a living
room? Right, but here, so the question, you don't live in that room, right?
It means, if I don't need to live here, and the room starting from the door of elevator until door outside, whatever floor, it is separate room, practically. It's okay, you're moving, but it's a separate room. Why need to put
But we're not, that's Shabbat. We're not coming to say you should suggest that you should be higher than the mezuzah because of the elevator. The elevator, as you say quite rightly, is not a mokum dira. What we want to say is that the entire lift shaft, the pir hamalit, the shaft which the lift goes in, the entire place is like an entrance way to other diras. So exactly like if I have a corridor, but I have a long corridor that leads to many apartments. And it could be that corridor has even got various doorways as you go down the corridor. That's a very long corridor, they make doorways every so often for safety, for fire, stop fire spreading, I don't know, whatever it is. Every so often they make doorways. So it's a long corridor with 20 apartments coming up, and there's 5 doorways as you walk down the corridor. Every single one of those doorways is higher than the mezuzah. Because they're all, that whole area is based shar to apartments. So likewise, the doors of the lift shaft, you go in the lift shaft over here, you climb up inside this little box, and you come out on the other side to approach the apartments. That's the Gemara of the Mishnah. And it's really very similar, the Mishnah, to this case in the Gemara, where you go in this sort of upright box downstairs, you climb up the ladder, and you come out on the upstairs, and that's what we're saying, you should be climbing the mezuzah, because the entire area is a base shaft. Okay, Mr. Shem will continue next time. We'll look at some of the stories of the quick trip.
Yes.
We say that you're going
to have. I'm not going to much younger characters as well. Never saw mezuzahs in Arnold.
You never saw.
It became much more common.
But even nowadays, it's not so common. You see it. But there are many buildings around you don't have.
Yeah, I know. But the excellent when you see it, you know, most times you go, you use garden.